Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed your Resurrection Sunday celebration. There is new life coming to every area of your life that was perceived as dead. Just as Jesus Christ, he rose into a new, he rose into a fresh season. He arose into greater power, greater heights. We decree and declare the same over your life. We know after Resurrection Sunday that Jesus, he remained on the earth for 40 days and he communed with his disciples. He presented himself to them. He encouraged them and he continued to guide them in the way that they should go and gave them the direction to wait specifically for the helper, the Holy Spirit. So that is a powerful help that we all have access to through the Holy Spirit. So allow the Holy Spirit to guide you, to show you which way that the Lord is navigating you to go during this time. This is our year to be fruitful. So all this week, we're continuing the topic, understanding why God said, be fruitful and multiply. So we know that he already blessed in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, them, and then he said, be fruitful and multiply. In Genesis chapter 9, God already blessed Noah, and then he said to him, be fruitful and multiply. So on to each and every one of us, God has already blessed us. We went over the scriptures last week, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, that we are already blessed. God has already blessed us and equipped us, and now here comes the command, be fruitful and multiply.
And the key thing that we need to understand and walk therein. My people perish for lack of understanding. We need to know this reality, that we are already blessed. Mm-hmm. All the blessing that God has for us, it has already provided. So we need to understand that and then walk in it. Mm-hmm. If you know that you are blessed by God, then you walk in the blessing that God has for you and for me. And therefore, we don't need to ask somebody to pray a blessing upon me, because according to the scripture now, not my thoughts or somebody else's thoughts, according to the scripture, we are already blessed. Mm-hmm. And we just celebrate Easter. Mm-hmm. One of the finished work on the cross was that everything that we need, when Jesus Christ says on Good Friday, it is finished, it means the finished complete work. The whole complete work of grace and mercy was complete for us. So all we got to do now, walk in it. Yes.
And he taught the disciples in John chapter 14, starting at verse 12, Jesus taught them beforehand. He said, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also.
Yes.
And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. That's a powerful verse. Yes. John chapter 14, verse 12. He's telling them, look, you believe in me. The works that I do.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to do them also. And not just at the level, but greater works than these. Why? Because Jesus goes to the Father. And then when Jesus goes to the Father, the next stage was the release of the Holy Spirit after the ascension, for the Holy Spirit now to inwardly dwell in us. So the Holy Spirit inwardly dwells in each and every one of us, not just coming upon us for a time, for a moment, for an assignment, but inwardly dwelling.
So we must have that understanding, and that understanding bring the reality of that verse. Mm-hmm. So we must have that understanding. And when we have the understanding, it produces the reality of the verse, because then we will experience it, we'll walk in it. So we beg you all through this month as we teach this, that God already bless you and God already tells you to be fruitful and multiply.
And we are all blessed. We have to adapt a heart of gratitude and to be grateful for what we have. No matter what comes our way, there's always a blessing. And we need to recognize it and go forward and to be fruitful and multiply with the gifts God gave us. And our gifts don't have to be grand. They could be very little.
Yes.
But whatever God gave us, let's use them to draw people unto him.
So here the key here, the key takeaway on this Monday morning, that look at the verse, Genesis 1:28. We look at it and believe it. We got to look at that verse and what? Believe it. So when we believe it, the next thing will follow. We will what? Do it. The action comes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe and I do. I believe and I do. Here's a key here. To know that, you know, when you believe, you start to do. I believe, then follow, I do. The action, yes.
Going on in John chapter 14, verse 13, Jesus continues. He says, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do.
Yes.
That the Father may be glorified in the Son. And then he says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Yes.
If you love me, keep my commandments. So we keep his commandments in the doing. He doesn't say, if you love me, know my commandments. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Yes, we have to know the commandments to keep the commandments, but the power is in the obedience in keeping the commandments, doing that which he said. And that was a command to be fruitful and multiply. It was a command that was given from the beginning, and it hasn't changed. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it tells us that when we do, that we prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So in the keeping of the commandments, in the doing of the commandments, it produces living proof within us. Jesus goes on to say in verse 16, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, for he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither knows him nor it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. So he's prophesying the inward dwelling of the Holy Spirit after the ascension. He says, I'm not going to leave you orphans. I'm going to come to you. So there's no escaping the Holy Spirit. Bible says that we could try to go high, we could try to go low, but there's nothing that we're going to be able to do to escape his presence. His presence is continually with us. Paul says in the New Testament, he says, nothing can separate us from the love of God. There's no thing in this world that could separate us from God's love. There's no behavior. There's no choice that could separate us from God's love. He just loves us. There's nothing that we could do to make God love us anymore. And there's nothing we could do to make God love us any less. He just loves us.
So when we think of the Word of God and how it works, when we think of the Word of God and how it works on this Monday morning, it's simple work when we go out and do it. If you love me, then follow, keep my commandment. Do it. If you say you love me, then it should follow obedience to what I say. So I cannot say I love God and not obey what he says. If I obey what he says, then I will see the result. So if you're not seeing the scriptural proof of things, could it be that you haven't been doing it? You haven't do what he says. So if you are not experiencing the power and the manifestation of the greatness and the power of God in your life, then start the doing process. The doing process. I believe and I do. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So actions speak louder than words. We can say, I love you, but it's what we do that shows our love.
That's right.
And so that's exactly what God is saying. If you love me, obey my commandments. If you love your husband, if you love your children, you're going to do things in order to please them. And that's the way it is with God. And he tells us, if you love me, to keep my commandments.
in John,
keeping the commandment of God, mm-hmm. keeping the command, that means keeping the word of God, keeping what he says.
Yeah, to know the word, yes.
Right.
Yes.
So to love God is to be in the word,
yes.
and learn it so we can do it. Go ahead, Diane.
And we have a helper, which is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So Jesus, he's teaching them in John chapter 14, going down to verse 25. He says, "These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." So we have to move past. Sometimes we just think the Holy Spirit is something spooky, or we think that the Holy Spirit is just a breakout during a church service. The Holy Spirit is our inward dwelling helper.
Yes.
That he's here to teach us all things, not just spiritual things, but practical things, to be able to be a solution in the earth, to be able to move forward past despair, to be able to break free from depression and oppression. He is our teacher, and he's going to bring to remembrance, Jesus said, all things that I have said to you. He brings into remembrance the word of God. That's why it's so important to have the word of God in the vault of our hearts, where we're taking in the scriptures. We're reading them, they're coming in through our eyes.
Yes.
We're hearing them, they're coming in through our ears. We're declaring them, they're going out our mouth and cycling back into our mind, so that they can move from just the head knowledge into a heartfelt revelation, be stored there. So at the appropriate time when they're needed, the Holy Spirit can bring them out from the vault. He could bring it in to the situation, into our remembrance, to encourage us and move us from where we are to where we are going. Make your day count.